And at that moment, life-altering things happen. Everyone has their own thoughts about what that's going to mean. And in that moment, some of us were kind of really excited. Some of us were kind of sad. But in that moment, it's life-altering and everything changes. To hold back from sharing that news would be cruel to share that news to the rest of the family. So Jesus is saying, share my peace. No need to debate. No need to go into great explanation about what it means, this or that. No need to debate or explain or add advice or counsel. It's so powerful that all you got to do is announce it. That's all he's saying. Peace be with you. Now you might be thinking, oh, Pastor, it's nice to share peace with someone, but how is that life altering? How does that change my future? Boy, those words are spoken in important moments in the Gospels. Remember when the disciples were so sad about Jesus' death and resurrection? Jesus appeared to them. Do you remember the very first word that Jesus spoke? Peace be with you. Then do you remember Thomas wasn't there, but then Jesus appeared again to Thomas. Do you remember the first words that Jesus spoke? Peace be with you. What Jesus was saying about peace was not, hey, chill out, everything's going to be okay. That's not what that word means. Our culture has kind of ripped that word and taken it to mean something completely else, something completely different than what it originally meant. What peace means is this: everything that is good is yours. So when Jesus appeared to his disciples, he was saying, everything that you can imagine that is good, it's yours. How powerful that was. Now on Good Friday, as bad as Good Friday was, the darkness and death and fear and isolation and loneliness, see how powerful Easter Sunday was. There was life, there was connection, there was newness and openness. Peace means that you have all of it. It's the ultimate Easter message. So as you come forward to communion today, know that one thing that is being communicated to you is peace. As you take the body and blood of Jesus, the words of the pastor of our Lutheran churches, we say this: depart in what? Depart in peace. That's not just, hey, you can go back to your seat. What that is this: every good thing is yours. Every good thing for your body, God gives it to you. Every good thing for your soul, every good thing for your spirit is yours. What a message. No need to explain it. No need to debate it. It just is. God's peace. My friends, you are messengers. You are. That might sound scary. The good news with that is that God's not sending you to Chorazin or Bethsaida or Tyre or Sidon or Sodom and Gomorrah. That's good. Did you know that you can be his messengers by actually just sitting tight and looking for an opportunity to share about that, about God's peace? A member of ours shared with me this story. They will go nameless, but they know who they are. They shared with me this story this week. They said this: they are a part of a Zoom meeting club that kind of shares different items about what's going on in their life. And sometimes the different people in the Zoom meeting, they're from different places around, not all from this area. And they meet to support each other. Sometimes some of the members in that Zoom meeting will share what inspires them or what leads them to their faith. And these people are from, I got the picture that they were from all sorts of different faiths and backgrounds and so forth. And the member shared this: you know what happened to me recently, Pastor? I was in the meeting and someone was looking at my picture on Zoom. And they saw on the background of my wall a cross and a picture of Peace Lutheran Church. They asked me how that influenced my life. See, that's a moment to share peace. And our member did. You are messengers. Jesus sends out his messengers. The motivation, my friends, just remember this. The motivation is this: rejoice, your names are already written in the book. In other words, that takes the pressure off of us. We don't get joy after winning souls to heaven. We also don't feel bad by not winning souls to heaven. That's not the motivation, whether we succeed or fail. The motivation is that our names are already written in heaven. We have a solid foundation. Why not share that peace with others? We started the message saying, why would we ever share God's peace? Today's culture and time, no way should you do that. I hope, if you felt that way, you've been nudged a little bit in the other direction, because there's so many people that need the message of God's peace. It's a reality. Jesus has overcome all things, and every good thing is yours. Amen.